Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So one of the campers just came over to me actually just now before Mincha, and he had a very, very bad sunburn. And he said he had a whole bunch of shilas relating to Shabbos. So I thought maybe a good topic to talk... I didn't just think of this topic right after he came over to me 10 minutes ago, but I thought a good topic to talk about in general is relating to suntanning on Shabbos. Just two disclaimers. We are not going to talk about any tzniyus issues that may arise of someone trying to suntan on Shabbos, nor any medical issues. My mechutin is a dermatologist, and he will tell you the sun can be very, very dangerous, so we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the halachic issues of going and getting a suntan on Shabbos. So there's definitely a malach of tzaveya as far as it relates to the skin of a human being, because we know this from the halachos of makeup on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Gimel that asur li'isha shetaver b'Shabbos srak al paneha mishum tzaveya, that a woman is not allowed to put on a certain type of makeup on Shabbos because it's tzaveya. And the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkat Anayin Tes, ein tzviya midaraisa al or ha'adam, you're not going to have tzaveya on a daraisa level on human skin, but midrabanan, it's still going to be tzaveya. So in fact, the Minchas Yitzchak in the Tshuva in Chelek Hei, Simin Lamed Beis, as well as Rabbi Yamin Zilbrin, Tshuva Saz Nidbiru, Chelek Beis, Simin Lamed, say that maybe for someone to go out in the sun on purpose in order to color their skin, in order to have darker skin, might be a violation of tzaveya. Why is it that the majority of poskim assume not that way? So in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he explains that it's mutter because you're not doing any action that is coloring your skin. When a person puts on makeup, when a person puts on some sort of coloring on their skin, that is an action that is a malacha. However, when you're just going outside and it's happening on its own, maybe that is not a violation of even tzaveya midrabanan. Also, it's not immediate. It doesn't happen just like that. It's a process that takes a little bit of time. And also, one could argue that it is not an artificial color of the skin. It's a natural thing that happens with the skin, and therefore, perhaps not a violation of tzaveya. The bigger issue when it comes to people who want to go sit out in the sun on Shabbos is that one needs to have sunscreen in order to sit out in the sun, and sunscreen on Shabbos could be a violation of the malacha of mimachik. Now, how is that mimachik? What is mimachik? Mimachik is one of the 39 avos malachas of Shabbos. The Rambam defines mimachik as taking off the hair or wool from the hide of an animal in order to smooth out the hide. So what in the world does that have to do with sunscreen? I'm not an animal, I don't have any wool growing on my skin, nor am I smoothing it out. So what exactly does this have to do with mimachik? So the Rambam writes that a tolda of the malach of mimachik is mimareach. Mimareach means that a person smooths out some soft substance that can be pressed into a shape, that can be molded into a shape, or could be smoothed out over a surface. And that would be the Isser Mimareach would only apply on a Daraisa level to a solid, pliant type of substance, but Midrabanan, any semi-solid type of substance that could be smoothed out over an area, would be a violation of Mimareach Midrabanan. So creams and the like is at least Mimareach Midrabanan. Rav Moshe Feinstein famously in the Tshuva says that he holds this is the reason that one should not use toothpaste on Shabbos, because he holds it as a violation of mimareach, that you're taking this a semi-solid toothpaste and you're smoothing it out over the surface of your teeth. Those who are makel to use toothpaste suggest, Rav Vadi Yosef writes, that it's not mimareach, because mimareach is only when you plan on keeping it there. But if you're just rubbing something over a surface to then immediately wash it away and remove it, that would not be a violation of mimareach. Rav Vadi brings a raya, ironically from a Ramah, that the Ramah says that you're not allowed to wash your hands with boris, a certain type of soap, because it's a problem of nola, that you're changing the form of something. Why didn't the Ramah say that it's a problem of mimareach, that you're taking the soap and you're rubbing it and therefore smoothing it out over a surface? So Rav Vadia says, because the way you use soap is to wash it away right away. And similarly with toothpaste, is to wash it away right away, and therefore would not be a problem. But for a suntan lotion, where it's not to wash it away, it's to dafka leave it there, so l'chara would be a problem. Rav Vadia then points to a Magen Avram, that says that a person is allowed to rub saliva into the ground. That if a person spits on the ground, or they see saliva on the ground, they could rub it into the ground, and that is not a violation of mimareach. So Rav Vadya argues that the reason is that the mimareach is only when you're spreading it out over a substance in order to remain on the surface. But when it's going to be sunken into the ground, and that's the whole purpose, that it should not remain on the surface, that would not be mimarech. One could argue that maybe that's a viable heter for sunscreen, that if the purpose is to rub it into your skin so that you won't see any of it, that would be similar to the Magen Avraham's saliva on the ground. But more likely, that is not a viable heter, because when it comes to sunscreen, you dafka do want to see the layer on the surface of your skin. If it's totally absorbed in the skin, then it's probably not working. So you want to make sure that it's providing the proper protection. Baruch Hashem, as technology advances, we now have, product development advances, we now have sunscreen that is not cream. You can have spray sunscreens. I got a shayla not that long ago from someone who said that they have a very sensitive skin, and the liquid sunscreens do not provide the protection that they need. Because they're not as good as the creams. So I said that sounds a little funny to me. So I called my mechutin, who's, as I mentioned, a dermatologist, and I asked him, and he said, no, that's correct. It doesn't provide, but for a normal person, you know, for regular people, it should be enough for the amount of time that you go out on Shabbos. But in a chinami, if someone has extremely, extremely sensitive skin and maybe does not provide, you know, for a prolonged exposure to the sun where it could be very dangerous for a person, maybe it does not provide the same protection. In which case, your best option may be Amir al-Nakhri. Amir al-Nakhri is mutter for a chalashen basakana. If a person is at the stage where they could become a chalashen basakana because it's so dangerous for them, or it's so difficult for them, so it's going to have such an impact on them, so then maybe you could ask a Nachri to do it for you, but better yet, stay indoors. Then there's the issue of refuah. Is it a violation of refuah on Shabbos to use sunscreen? So it's almost definitely not. The reason is, most poskim that they talk about this in the tshuvas about brushing teeth on Shabbos also, where they say that anything that's preventative is not a violation of refuah on Shabbos. And there's very simple logic to that. Refuah is based on tochen, that the concern is that you're going to so badly need the refuah that you're going to come to grind things up in order to make the medication. One is only going to lose themselves to that extent and to stop using their brains and stop thinking and just be so desperate when they're already ill. Generally speaking, if a person is not yet sick and they're not treating any ailment, a person doesn't get to that mindset where they just forget themselves and they start grinding things up. So that's the explanation the post can give as to why it's not a violation of refuah on Shabbos. So again, long story short, when it comes to tzaveya, it does not seem to be, although there are poskim that are machmir, that to purposely go out in the sun in order to color your skin is a violation of tzaveya. Other poskim are mekil, that one may do that. And as far as using sunscreen on Shabbos, one is certainly better off using the liquid where it's not going to be a violation of mimareach, rather than using a cream which would be a violation of mimareach, which is an issur midrabanan. And as far as refuah is concerned, it does not seem to be an issue of refuah, since it is preventative in nature. It's what poskim refer to. There are two ways poskim refer to that kuli, either as being preventative or being machal brim. That's something that a healthy person would have and a healthy person would do in normal maintenance. That would not fall into the category of refuah on Shabbos. Everyone have a wonderful day.